Hello and welcome back. Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming with me, Zach, and my fellow Dunateks.
That was a good one.
Thank you. You really think so?
Yeah. No. That was way better than what I like to call Fallout 4.
Yeah, I like that joke. Anyway.
You like it, that's why you say it.
Anyway, so today we're talking Dune Prophecy Episode 4 and playing Fortnite. Again.
Instead of Marvel.
Yes. Instead of Marvel Rivals. It's time
we're
will
Marvel
come.
Characters, so it's fine.
Just like the Harkonnens, it's time will come.
Alright, let's get the show rolling.
Yeah. So, this episode had a lot going on. So
did it?
The episode was really exciting, and I liked it a lot.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about it. Well, yeah, we start off with
The spooky scene, spooky nightmares,
and a close call. We see,
a
big giant
sister's chasing the other sister.
What do you think is the deal with that one girl who doesn't dream?
She's not a true believer.
She must have some epic destiny.
Yeah.
Or she must have some special birth.
They should check her DNA in the breeding index.
Maybe she took the spot of someone and took their place in the sisterhood. And so she wasn't originally supposed to be there. She isn't part of the index.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, anybody's theory is good. I'm going to need some explanations for things in this episode. What's up, buddy?
He has a long-term bet for us.
Yeah, well, relatively long-term. Do you guys think that by the end of the season, the sisterhood are going to start being called the Bene Gesserit?
We do a prop bet?
Okay, another team.
It's like they need some of the accoutrement of the Bene Gesserit. They need the little stabby poison thing. They need the fear box. And they need everyone to know the voice.
Hmm.
I guess. I mean,
right? Because they don't have any of that stuff.
But you know, dude, I will say something I appreciate about the show is that they don't. It's not an origin story of everything.
I think it might be an origin story of Fear is the Mind Killer. I think that's coming.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty clearly set up with the thing where she's like, "We have to fight fear, right? Like fear is the thing 100%. Holding us back." So they're
right.
It's where they're going to get the litany of fear from. Fear.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a genius.
Truth.
Yeah.
But yeah. So do you guys like the close call where that one girl tackles the other girl?
Yeah.
that was exciting. I would agree that was pretty exciting. Who dropped the crown?
Got there just in time to save her. Interpreted her dream correctly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like they show the well, and then they show her killing herself in front of the well. Trigger warning. So then it's like, you don't need to be a genius to figure out what's going to happen. But we still appreciate it.
I
realized it wasn't just a dream, but it was foresight.
Visions. Not dreams, visions.
Mm. Right.
That
one old lady mother superior needs to go. She is so unhelpful.
Really old lady?
Like,
yeah.
She's like, everything's fine.
She seems like just like the archivist in Star Wars.
The archivist?
What? Yeah. That's a deep cut. You mean the one from that says, like, if the archive is incomplete, something, something?
Impossible.
She just sits there and she works in the library.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sure everything's fine. I'm sure this is perfectly
fine. She's like, you wouldn't want to cause hysteria.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess since this isn't our world, they don't know that word is coded to mean like the anti-women.
Yeah, it's anti-feminist.
Yeah,
that's true. Good point. I didn't even think about that. It's pretty funny. Hysterical women.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we get...
Because of that uterus.
It does stuff.
Thanks, Frank Herbert. Okay, so anyway, so we get some Harkonnen drama where she tempts that one, the guy... We're trying to figure out which Game of Thrones character he looks like. He looks like somebody.
Which guy?
The Harkonnen dude.
Oh, the Weasley one? The nephew?
Yeah.
All of them.
A generic white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like her brother, for one thing.
He looks like the brother from Fallout.
Yeah, he looks like him too.
Yeah.
So she tempts him by being, I could put the high Harkonnen on the High Council.
I like the part. It was a little like dumb, but I did like the part where the she's like, tell the guy what he actually wants. Right.
Theodosia.
Yeah. Yeah. But she could somehow tell that just by looking at him. But
well, because she's the mother superior.
Yeah. She reads people. She understands.
No, Theodosia can.
Oh, Theodosia used the
sight. Yeah, the sight. The sight.
Well, but I always thought they're called truthsayers, so I thought they could only tell whether or not people were lying. Literally read their minds.
About this.
In like the last three episodes, they talked about it.
You guys listened?
Oh my god.
No, oh my god.
Max did nothing wrong.
Who are you, Matt?
Seriously. You ready? Want to get in his car?
Come on over.
You see one.
Hey, wait for me.
Get in.
Go.
I was right next to Matt.
I was fully stopped.
All right, so the next part is the Emperor is at breakfast, and Desmond Ward is there too.
But this is a really funny scene. I liked the landscapes too.
Desmond Hart needs to take a shower and wash his hair.
No, it's part of his charm and his power.
He needs to like leave.
It's so weird.
He's overstayed his welcome with the audience. Is that what you guys are saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Ooh,
I think so.
Fancy. All right, everybody out.
You guys are done with Desmond Hart. You turned on him.
The sword is cool. The sword is fun. It lets you.
Desmond Hart is so creepy.
He's great. He's a great villain.
Villain?
Yeah.
I guess I could see that. I guess I could see he's a villain.
He's definitely the villain.
His point of view, you're the villain.
I watched it yesterday, so I don't remember what they talked about. It's like the princess says, like, he's a psycho killer. I don't get him out of here.
I want him to leave. And
I
like him.
She confronts them, saying that, I know you killed them. I know you were the cause, and blah, blah, blah. And he's a weirdo, and you got rid of this mother. And then you trust this weirdo who's obviously the murderer. And they're like, oh, yeah. So, what's your point?
And
she's like, you fucking
admits it, too.
Enemy team over near me, you guys.
Okay. I also, I don't know if I mentioned this already, but that was some nice scenery in this part.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, cool. That's fun to reiterate.
Yeah, and the prince, and it was interesting because the princess says, like, come along, brother, we're leaving. I can't stay with father. And then the prince starts to leave, and
he's like,
the emperor
says, don't leave.
No, don't leave.
I gotta
say,
Mark Strong, he's not, like, I know he can be a threatening presence, but, like, he's not scary on this show. I'm not sure why everyone's so scared of him.
He's not supposed to be scary.
But, like, why did the son stay? Why was he so scared of?
Because the son's even weaker than the dad.
Yeah, the son's even more chicken shit.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I don't know. They I feel like they implied something that they were like, oh, yeah, he's so scary. He's got so much power. I'm like, does he, though?
No. They're pretty clearly setting him up to be the, a coward. Like, Desmond Hart is, like, basically taking over by the, you know,
right.
not to jump ahead, but at the climax of the episode, he's like, we're taking over and everybody's going to serve us, right, my lord?
Yeah.
And the emperor's like, whatever you say.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He's so scary. He's so sexy.
He's supposed to be like, the Emperor's like Robert Baratheon, where he's like a weak king.
But Robert Baratheon was at least good at being a general. What's this guy good at?
Yeah, he's not so good at fighting boars in an open field.
Wait, who's that good at stuff?
Havoco?
Carino?
Carino?
The Padishah Emperor. I was like cheering when they said that. I was like, woo!
Woo.
Good stuff.
Okay. So then we have the Lance Rat. That was kind of cool to see.
Yeah, except they didn't say any houses that I knew. That was boring.
Boring.
Say something I recognize.
Hold on, are you the Dune expert on the podcast?
I mean, I don't know, am I?
Yes, you are, Alana.
Okay, you're I recognized Ix when they were like, my favorite Ixian, and I was like, woo, Ix!
Oh, wow, okay, yeah, you do know more about the enemy.
Not more than I do.
Yeah, and so that was cool, but then it's just a quick scene, and then we move on instead.
Hang on, really quick, were you excited to talk about that next part? Because I had questions.
I don't care.
So there's a part where they say Valya had a dream like Kasha. And I was like, Guru and I were confused. We were like, which dream are they talking about?
The nightmares.
Yeah.
Like
she literally says
a freaky dream and then went to talk to Valya.
Yeah.
Valya did too, except they didn't show it to us.
This is a different dream from what they all the sisters had.
Yeah, different from that.
Is it the prophecy of Dune for which the show is named after?
No, the prophecy is the one about the twice born.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually probably multiple prophecies, but I think that's the main one. The reckoning.
So many prophecies.
Okay. And then, we had the arms dealer guy with the plan to kill the emperor.
We're not there yet. This is what happens when you cut me off. Before that part. Is the part where Desmond Hart is like ripping out pages of a book and burning them? Kesha's book. And he's like, you gotta choose the sisterhood or me. What's it gonna be?
What a psycho.
You're not a fan of him anymore, Alana.
I mean, you love to hate.
But he's not even that likable enough to hate him, to love to hate him. Alana just likes the Emperor, and since he's kind of like cucked the Emperor for lack of a better term. Cool. Yeah, the Emperor's cool, and Desmond Hart just make him his little bitch.
Yeah.
All right, let's go up to that mountain.
So sisters, we learned that the sisters were the one who spread the info about the death. Right? We learn later it was the wife.
Yeah.
The emperor's wife. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I have that in my note. Ignore me.
Sorry. Ignore me. It's okay. Yep. And all right. So then the rebellion advances. Was that Matt Lucas?
Huh? No.
Are you sure? It looked exactly like him.
It wasn't him.
Did you check?
No, I know what Matt Lucas looks like, and it doesn't look like
he
that.
He looks exactly like Matt Lucas.
No, he didn't!
It's you.
People are arguing about
it. We talking about the same guy?
Yeah, the Ixian guy, right?
I don't know if he was... Was he Ixian?
The guy who gave him the bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was not Matt Lucas.
Okay, whatever. So, alright, so... And then we learn about. Yep, and then we learn about the Rebellion's latest evil plan. Oh, guys on our right! Guys on our...
Are we attacking?
We have no cover here. I threw him down eventually. All right, so the rebellions are there. Oh, yeah, they're going to be an assassination attempt. They're going to kill the emperor.
Yes, that's right. And also, the sisters have their own plan, which is they're going to get the Harkonnens to call for an official inquiry, which will cause the emperor to get mad at them. But it's okay because nobody cares about the Harkonnens.
Right.
So it all kind of works out. It's pretty funny.
I think it was a multi-prong thing. Like, yeah, it pissed off the whole, but they already know that it's the truth. So, and overall, they would be in the good graces of everyone else. Because
maybe
the query would have proven to be accurate. And then.
I don't think that's why. I think it's because Desmond Hart is the new, is the big bad. And the Mother Superior can't fight him because he is very poorly defined power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean it's all of this. So, that's why I said it's a multi. Yes, yep. It's a multi prong attack. Okay. It's one to prove it. It's a fact to be able to do that. Two. In the end, she does love her Harkonnens, and to elevate them. Three, it's to get back into the good graces and show, like, I mean, by now the rumors have already spread that Mother Superior was ousted by the Emperor, so already getting that lower status to look down upon. But, like, if she's now suddenly back in, someone who ends up being right and proves that, like, it was a good thing that she got ousted, it helps there. And then, you know, and then on top of that, we can talk about the sub plot of that all,
which is
the robots.
Yeah. Oh yeah, thinking machines.
So yeah, what's the definition of a thinking machine?
An autonomous thinking device. Let's technology. So anything that can function.
That is pre-programmed to go through the palace, but isn't thinking for itself a thinking machine. I would say no.
No.
Well, you argue that in the Dune court of law.
Well, is like a computer a thinking machine? Because they can't move.
No,
so, like, yes, it still thinks.
Like, computers are allowed because, like, they have, like, all kinds of computers, don't they?
They have like they have like calculators. I don't think they have full on computers.
Yeah, they don't
They still have calculators, right? Because they have Mentats.
Yeah,
they haven't been introduced yet.
Right,
but they don't have thinking computers like the.
No. Someone mentioned a Mentat in one of the scenes. They said the odds of the machine killing the sun was 1 in 2.5 million.
Yeah. So okay. They have those, but it's thinking machines that can create thought or help or do autonomous actions, I think is what it ends up being. So like the tiny little robot, it can react to things and do things on its own. It can move about on its own without a verbal command or anything like that. It's anything that could be basically autonomous.
Isn't there a part in Dune where like a little robot thing tries to kill Paul?
Yeah.
It's got a seeker droid or whatever. Yeah, right.
So is that's what this thing was supposed to be?
Basically, I think.
Also, it doesn't make sense to me that a little machine with that has a bomb that can kill a room full of like 20 people, you could just step on it to turn it off.
Yeah, that was dumb. I agree. That's really dumb. It's like you didn't blow up, right?
Yeah.
I agree, Jay.
If you know where to properly defuse it.
Oh, Jay, come on.
Properly defuse it. That's hilarious.
If you know where to hit, like, because, I mean, how else do you do? You can stop bombs without blowing them up. So if you know how to cut the fuse or whatever, it reduces the chance of it exploding and you're all good.
Well, here's my J explanation. Did they actually say that it was a bomb, or did they just say it would kill everybody in the room?
They said it was a bomb.
They did?
Yeah, I just watched the episode.
Also, how else would it kill everybody in the room? Like, give them a cancer?
Poison!
Yeah, poison.
Poison would spray out everywhere.
This robot is poison.
You don't know that. You don't know the technology they have. It's all forbidden technology.
Oh my god, there's Gachapon in here!
There's what?
Gachapon! I'll send you guys a picture.
That's like from Japan.
Yeah, they're like these little machines that give out random toys, and they're awesome.
Thinking machines?
No, they don't think about what to give.
They're very, very mechanical.
They wouldn't be considered thinking machines?
No.
But
yeah, so we also get the point that they are going to... Yeah. Oh, shit. How do I get up there?
The other part of their evil plan, I can't remember.
Which one's evil? There's so many plots and schemes in this episode. Who's evil?
Yeah. I mean, not necessarily the evil plan, but... oh, hello. What am I looking at?
Now I have 4 porta-bunkers. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, the fact that they can kill and replace and do all that good stuff that we already talked about. My mind's blanking. I'll just move on.
All right, don't worry about it. Let's move on. Well, so one of them says something really weird. I wanted you guys to weigh in on it. So one of the rebels says, the spice will finally flow to all of us.
They're like, we're going to kill all the royals or the nobles, and then we'll get the spice. I'm like, I don't see the connection between those two things.
I did not understand that at all.
Well, what? That's like all about, that's the whole thing about, dude. The fucking rich people hoard all the spice for themselves.
But
they control it.
Getting spice is super hard. Okay, like the worms and all the shit that Desmond was talking about. How are the normal people supposed to just go get spice?
And also,
they don't know that.
My understanding of the spice, and you can tell me that I'm wrong and stupid, is that they need the spice for the navigators and the Mentats, but it's not. I don't think the ordinary people really.
No,
and I guess
it's also it's like marijuana.
It's for everything. It's for everything.
It's addictive. Okay. Everyone's addicted to it.
Yeah, it's
everyone.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, whoever uses okay. It's very addictive, and then. It's also used not just in navigation, but it's also refined into actual rocket fuel. It's how their ships actually fly.
Right. Yeah. Well. I think it's that for the navigators. Yeah.
Well, not just for
the
navigators
and to propel the ships.
Yeah. It's the actual propellant.
And people eat it and it like heals you. Like what's her face? Lila.
Yeah. And it gives you, and it potentially gives you power. But the key thing is like, because the rich are in control of it, they don't give the opportunity for small time business owners to have an opportunity to even apply themselves to potentially be able to process and make money.
Oh, they're like redistributing the spice.
Yeah, basically they just want to have the opportunity to be rich and high.
Okay, got it. Okay. Maybe shit, there's an enemy team over there.
Let's find out. Maybe it's supposed to be more like we'll seize the means of spice production ourselves.
I'm already.
I mean, I guess, but it's super hard.
Yeah, it is. But like most people don't really
know that.
Yeah,
there's newspapers in this universe.
Yeah, but the rich people don't want them to know how.
Why wouldn't they want them to know? They're like, look what we did to get you this spice. It was super hard, and pay me $1,000.
Okay, yeah. All right, let's move this along. So we get the best scene, maybe not the best scene, but a really good scene. Where
no, it's the climax, definitely.
Well, no, I was talking about the sisters taking the drugs and then drawing.
Oh, okay. That was not the best scene.
I liked it.
It was spooky.
Yeah, it was spooky.
Yeah.
Scary, the eyes in the dark.
Ooh. I thought this was when we were going to find out if Tula could do the voice, but she didn't do it.
I thought she was going to do it too, where she's going to use the voice to get them to wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did I. But so this, I thought the same thing, but I found it a little interesting in that it seems like she has a variation of the voice because she's the only one who can bring Lila, in theory, and how Tula thinks, is that her sister is the only one who can bring back someone who has gone too far in the ritual, and the fact that she is able to pull them back from their dream state, right? So it seems like it's a kind of sort of variation of the voice, question mark?
I mean,
maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
I think it was a coincidence.
In development.
Yeah, I think it's just a slightly differently developed version of the voice, not meant to like demand and control, but more to pull and prod at the mental weeds. I think it's like a very subtle or basic version of it.
I can see that too. Yeah.
Right.
I don't have too much more to say, except that it was spooky and scary, and it was fun.
Yep.
I have it.
What is this, right? The kids conspire. The prince and the princess conspire about dad.
And then we get a funny scene where the swordsmaster is in the bar, you know, plotting with his fellow resistance guy, and then the princess is like, "Hey, who's that?"
Hey, that was great. You want me to see your friend? He's like, "No."
And let's leave. And then she never asks about it again.
That was great.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. But it's not a very good lie. If I were him, I'd be like, I don't know who that is. I was just sitting. He just sat next to me.
Yeah, that's believable. But anyway, the swordsman guy then has this long speech, which I kind of tune out when people do the long speeches. But he says some variation on, we have to burn the village in order to save it. Which I thought was very amusing. I don't know if it was an intentional reference or not.
He also says that his dad was the guy who survived the massacre. So now we know how they're all related.
What massacre?
The Atreides massacre.
Yeah.
Okay, so then there's just dramatic question: will the siblings betray their own father? And right. turns out one of them does.
The one who like FTC. Actually has any leverage.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We'll find out, and then we get to the real best part, which is the part with the Harkonnen, the High Council, the land. It's not the Landsraad itself, I guess. It's just the High Council, even though there's still like a million people in it.
Yeah. No, it's one and the same.
No, it's just no, it's not it's because not, the Harkonnens are in the Landsraad. They're just not in the High Council.
Correct.
And the Atreides presumably are in the Landsraad.
And they're not in the High Council.
Right. They didn't say okay. the Atreides were there. Did they?
No, I don't think so.
No, I didn't see them.
How many are there, Zach?
Four.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So first we have the Harkonnen speech.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he's like, we want the truth. We want justice for Richies or whatever the guy's name is.
Richies.
Yeah, Guru made the observation that, wow, they clap like humans in this universe.
They are humans.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
They live in space 10,000 years ago.
Space jumping. Oh, is that, oh, you grab that motorcycle. Motorcycle.
Yeah. So then Desmond Hart comes in and he's like, actually, there's a plot to kill the Emperor. He knows everything. Shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He really outmaneuvers them every step of the way.
There's that part where Valley is like, I'm going to go to the thing and he's going to try and kill everyone and I'm going to save everyone. I was like, okay, well, that's clearly not happening.
Oh,
but
you don't think
he also can't kill everyone.
Oh, sorry, Lyle. You knew it wasn't going to work.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
That would be boring. They wouldn't do that on TV. They'd be like, here's what's going to happen. And they would go word for word. It'd be boring.
Boring.
This is HBO.
It's not TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, but it's also a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit boring that he gets. That Desmond Hart is now like in complete control, but I guess we'll find.
No, I didn't really love that.
I do kind of feel like Desmond Hart is becoming Imba.
Yeah,
where it's like he somehow just knows everything all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. So okay. So then. So yeah, he parades in the captured rebels.
That's right.
They're all hogtied and railroaded, but good thing they didn't say anything about the Atreides guy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess somehow he's still alive. They don't know about him. And then Desmond just starts killing everybody.
Yeah, which I thought was really weird. He seems like he is already like kind of. It was very. I don't understand. I guess I'm not smart. I guess I'm not a smart guy. It seems like he had already like won. Like he had already outmaneuvered everybody, and you know, proven himself to be the man. I didn't understand why he felt the need to just start killing people.
Yeah, I didn't really
fear.
Understand that either.
Yeah,
fear.
Fear
opens.
Fear will keep the outer planets in line.
Yeah, there was a thing that they kept doing about fear, and the power that comes from fear. Oh, hello, little spirit, come here. I would like to.
But I do agree. It's a little bit surprising that he would reveal that he has superpowers to just everybody in the world. It feels like it's pretty advantageous that not everybody and their mother knows about it.
Yeah,
and he's like. Hell yeah, I killed the kid. If I recall correctly, I feel like he said that, right?
No, he did. But he was like, the kid deserved it because he had a thinking machine.
Right.
I'm just enforcing the law. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought that, yeah. So it's interesting. We'll see. I hate to admit it, but I'm interested to see where things are going to go from here.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it.
Because I don't think the show is that great.
Ugh.
But
it's fine.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, good. I'm glad you like it.
It's a good show.
At least some of us do, I guess.
That's right.
Definitely watch worse shows.
We That's have.
Right. Like Titans.
But,
yeah, I like Titans.
Ah, bores me.
Titans. All right. So, right. So he kills it. So, yeah.
I fell off the bridge.
Ah! He kills the, just the one guy. The one, who was that guy? Was that guy from House Richesi?
What's the deal with your skin, Zach?
He didn't kill just one. He killed the whole row of people.
I mean,
he killed the rebels and he killed the one guy from House. I think it was from House Richesi.
No, it wasn't Richesi. It was some house
dealer.
No, he killed a nobleman. No, they didn't explain it.
No, those were the two guys who were plotting to make the accusation against the Emperor.
Well, no. There were like four guys who were doing the accusation. He only killed one of them.
He killed so many.
He didn't kill the black guy.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he used to make an example out of him.
Okay.
But why that guy in particular?
No, he just doesn't like him.
That's what you do to make an example out of somebody. You just pick a guy. Come on, why?
You pick someone in the front row.
Everyone
you
can
don't
see
have
him.
Why? You just pick a guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, that was a pretty gripping part, I have to admit that. And then, it's nice to see that he had some limits to his power, because as he's killing all these people simultaneously, he starts to like get a headache and visions and
starts to bleed.
Did you also notice his like pupils were different sizes?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I didn't notice that, but.
And then his eyes were like facing different directions.
Anybody want this typhoon blade?
Sure.
All right, I marked it. It's right over where I am.
You know I can't pass up a good sword.
Alright.
Yeah. So we get a scene where we get a cool part where we're on Dune. I had to explain to Guru what a thumper was. And then the worm comes and then we get to see the eyes inside. Ooh, creepy.
Ooh,
that was cool. I like the thumpers.
Yeah, thumpers.
Cool. Yeah.
Andrew was like, oh, they can't afford a worm.
We saw that in the first episode.
More worms.
They can afford more than one, yeah.
They can afford to keep cutting back to the same worm, sure.
Yeah, it's just the same thing from a different angle.
All right, everyone, chill out.
Yeah.
Get with the program.
Let's go.
Okay, so then Valya is like, oh, we can trace his blood from the blood he left behind. Pretty smart. I like that trick. And then the rebel sister has a dream. Or something.
Yeah, where she kills somebody. She kills a sister. Yeah, and who is that one sister that she kills? Is she important?
I didn't remember that sister either. I was like,
She was in the beginning. She's the one. I guess she was the one who had the dream, but I didn't know if she was at all important.
What are we talking about?
Tula has a dream where she kills somebody.
It's Emmeline, the Asian sister.
Yeah.
Emmeline, you say?
Emmeline. Yeah.
The one at the end.
Oh, God.
Nice job, dude.
Thanks, Mike.
I think they're setting up Emmeline to be kind of like Dorothea. Oh, my God. Everyone's dead. Anyway, they're setting up Dorothea to be... Or not Dorothea. They're setting up Emmeline to be some kind of like Dorothea, like opposition something or other, I think.
Oh, I got blown up.
Okay, so then I found the end of this episode to be very confusing. So the sister reads from a book. And I'm like, what did she read in that book?
Right.
She was reading the account of how Dorothea killed herself.
Yeah,
which is not true. Secret.
Okay, which one's Dorothea?
Which one's,
the mom. Oh my gosh. Really, y'all?
Yeah, really, y'all.
Okay, so in the past, Valya gets to be the next Mother Superior. And there's the other lady who's like really opposed to thinking machines. She's kind of like a... what's the term? Like an extremist, or no, that's not true.
She's
a devout. She's like really into the Butlerian philosophies about machines, and she's doesn't like that Valya. She's like the opposition leader against Valya being Mother Superior. And
she's literally the rival.
Voice.
Yeah. You guys want to switch to Dominion?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yes.
Literally,
I remember that sound.
Oh, okay.
And Lila's mother, or the one who captures her mind.
Mm.
Okay, got it. All right. So we learn Lila's alive.
Yes.
Do we, or is that Dorothea?
Is it really Lila? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, she somehow left that box.
Yeah, that was kind of freaky.
With the power.
It's like the monkey's paw.
Yep. But she doesn't seem evil, at least not at first, so that's good. Big hugs all around.
Yeah. Then we get another good scene where Valya faces down her uncle. And her uncle's like, you suck.
He's like, ah!
You ruined the family!
So, do you guys figure out how he died?
He needed some kind of medication, and Vali was holding it.
He was super old and had trouble breathing.
Did we know he died?
Yes.
No,
he's dead.
Okay, Guru and I watched the behind-the-scenes featurette. Do you want me to tell you stuff from that?
Is he dead for real? I think he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead for real, and they said she cut off his oxygen.
Oh, because by holding the
how
thing.
How would you ever be able to tell that?
Good question, dude.
I mean, literally, he's choking, and she has the thing that he's been breathing into the last three episodes.
Right.
Yeah, but it's like somebody who has... I kind of thought it was like somebody who has asthma, where if you give them their inhaler, they'll feel better, but if you don't give them their inhaler, they'll still, like, be alive.
If they're having a serious asthma attack, no, they die.
Yeah, but it didn't seem that serious. I don't know if you know how asthma works.
It didn't seem that serious.
It seemed kind of like he died of old age.
He was super old. He worked in a bunch of shitty places.
Yeah,
and...
he worked in whale fur.
Yeah, in the cold, and probably was super sick. Probably had pneumonia forever. And
take something out of him, man.
There you go.
Yeah, I did like what she says in this part, where she says, you know, I forget exactly word for word what she says, but she basically says, if you guys had let me lead House Harkonnen, it would have been the power and like the number dominant power in the galaxy, not this sisterhood. Like basically, if you would let me lead. Whatever group I lead is going to be awesome because I'm awesome.
And at the same time, I think it was also the fact that she was like, if you had let me lead, then I wouldn't have joined the sisterhood. I would have kept our power like within the family and been able to manipulate everything. Yeah.
Right. Right.
But, yeah. I rule.
Yeah. I'm awesome. And then the last part is the part with the freaky shapeshifter.
Yeah. And she says, thank you, Theo. So I guess that's Theo's power.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were that friendly either. Which calls her a Theo.
People with special powers in Dunes.
Weird. Yeah, it's so good old Spice.
Have you read Children of Dune?
No.
And Children of Dune is like a superpower extravaganza.
Yeah, I mean, Spice basically mutates you. So you can have different abilities. And the more you take, the more you can mutate and the different things you can do, and also depends on like your genetics or something. But this is also, I mean, and so this scene also ties back into where Theo is like, no, you promised me I would never have to do this ever again. I would never, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I was curious at the time what her power was, and then it turns out it's this, and I was like, ooh, interesting. She's a shapeshifter. And obviously, if you would feel it would hurt, but like,
seemed like she did it for something that didn't seem to be particularly necessary. So was that the sister just showing she was willing to do it?
Yeah, it was the writers showing us what it is.
Yeah.
It's lazy.
But I did, really quick, I did like that they keep you guessing, because I was telling Guru, you know, we were only ever told that Griffin was murdered. We didn't see his body, and no body, no death. So we like... But like, I guess it theoretically could have been him. Like, he could have been still alive, except that he was young.
He didn't age at all.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Well, I mean,
what? Who are you talking about?
The power of Spice. Yeah.
Yeah.
His brother.
But what about him?
Yeah, the writers are omnipotent. They could do anything they want.
It made me think about why would she pick Griffin if it was. Like, what would be the purpose of turning into Griffin, of all people?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. I thought it was just visions. I thought she was just being crazy at that part, but I guess not.
No, nope. Yeah, it's like, why? Was it because she needed that extra oomph?
It's like the boys. It's freaky sex stuff, remembering the boys?
I guess. But also, like, I was like, is it just because she needed that extra push to be like, yeah, for your brother? Or was it so, or did they have her, like, fuck with the father's head before she even encountered him, did that whole encounter and push him over the edge? I was like, or would she have appeared at the council at some point if this murder didn't happen? Like, it just didn't make sense to me why that, of all things. And I really hope they go into it, because it's stupid otherwise.
Stupid.
Yeah, we gotta trust that everything will be revealed. That's the end of the episode, everybody.
Thank goodness.
I think that's the most we've talked about one of these episodes of Dune Prophecy. So that's something.
It was a thing. There was no Game of Thrones sex scene, at least. No abs. Yeah, there were no abs. You got to see a little bit of the back, but that was about it. The weeping wounds of Desmond.
I was weeping. Oh, yeah. It hurts every time.
It hurts when they come out.
Every time.
Anyway, time for our questions of the day.
Let's do it.
I'm doing so badly in this game. Dune attacks.
Dune so badly.
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. Would you rather? So this comes to us courtesy of PAX Unplugged, of which the Tuesday Night Gamers just came off a very successful trip there, including a well-received panel. So my question
to you guys. Well rested.
That's right.
Very well rested. My question to you guys is, would you rather be the friend who always wins games or the friend who always loses games?
Which is different from sore winner versus sore loser.
Correct.
Wait. Say the question again.
Would you rather be the friend who always wins games, whether it's board games or video games or whatever, or the friend who always loses games?
I'm pretty sure I'm already the friend that always loses, and I'm okay with that. So I'm going to stick with that. I lose the vast majority of games that I play, but I'm all right with that.
Yeah, you sound all right with it.
I am.
I don't know, because if you always win, then no one's going to want to play with you either.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I purposely lose matches in games.
You throw?
I throw all the fucking time.
Why?
Why? Because I want people to play games, and there's certain games that I know I'm really good at, so I purposely handicap myself.
Like Fortnite?
No, not Fortnite, but I do handicap myself in like fighting games. I handicap myself in other games, because I could probably do well if I like really focused, but like I pick miscellaneous. That's why I don't like to, in video games, I don't main any characters, because I don't want to be like, I don't want to be that person that people don't want to play with. It's like, what? Like growing up, it was always hard to find people to play games with in general, like in arcades or board games or anything like that. So for me, it was like, okay, how do I convince my friends to want to keep playing? All right, you know what? I'll let them win 70% of the time. Sure, whatever.
Yeah, that can help.
Interesting.
Yes, Horace, I'm talking about you.
Yeah, Horace, all your wins were fake. You didn't earn them.
I let you win.
Yeah. I allowed you to win because I chose it.
You win because I allow it. All right, Matt, Lana, how about you?
I don't really mind being either one. I don't think either one is that bad, but I don't mind losing, so I guess I would choose that. Hi yourself.
What? Oh. Because you gave him shit for saying always lose?
What? No.
No, he's calling me a sore loser because Zach still thinks we're 13.
No, I didn't say that.
What?
He thinks you're 10. Lies.
Lies. But, Matt, you clearly prefer to win than lose.
Yeah.
Hey, who doesn't?
Me?
I guess Jay.
Yeah, me.
All right.
What?
What
about you?
Answer the question. Answer the GD question.
Answer the question. I think if you always won, people wouldn't want to play with you. So I guess I'd pick always lose.
Mm-hmm.
Should ask Andrew what he thinks, because he always wins.
not always.
What the hell just happened here? How the fuck did you all win this huge run?
I'm very upset about it.
I got my butt kicked.
I thought I was doing well.
But you liked it, right, Zach? Since you don't mind losing.
Nope. I don't.
I might.
I know.
Lies.
This is a weird setup.
All right. So, Alana, you okay? So, yeah, you said you're okay. All right. So, question number two. Would you rather always be tired or always be sweaty?
Yeah, thanks so much. Went to some good questions this week.
This wow. is actually pretty good.
That's an easy question, sweaty all the time. Easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think sweaty, because like if you're tired, it's like hard to do stuff.
Yeah. Being tired is really difficult.
I think it depends.
As you guys should know from your weekends of sleep.
Yeah, exactly. It sucks.
It depends on how tired you are.
You can also wear moisture wicking shirts. Absorb that sweat. Suck it right up.
Having had exhaustion issues for the last 2.5 years, I will tell you I rather sweat any day of the fucking week.
Yeah. Exactly.
Zach had an assertion.
Yeah, you did.
It tells you when I do.
Well, I can see you pop up in Steam. Zach's my minion.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. If I sit down, I fall asleep because I'm exhausted, and then I miss out on like life because I can't do anything. Yeah, no, it sucks. I'd rather be sweaty and uncomfortable and be able to do stuff than not be able to get out of bed or walk 10 steps and have to take a nap.
While I hear you, the question is not, would you rather be sweaty or unable to get out of bed?
Man,
it's still tired. It's still being tired. Like if you're tired, you can't enjoy as much as you can.
Yeah. You're not changing the definition of tired, okay? Everyone's interpreting it how they want.
Okay, would you rather be drenched with sweat and constantly dripping or a little bit tired?
Well, that's a completely different question.
It's not a completely different question. When you take one side to the extreme, then, of course, it's making the other side an easier choice.
So would you rather be a little bit tired or a little bit sweaty?
Or quite a bit tired or quite a bit sweaty.
That's why I answered. I'd rather be sweating my ass off than having to deal with this exhaustion. If I could tomorrow wake up and not have to deal with my exhaustion, but have to sweat all day, I would wake up and be sweaty.
We're talking like Garrett Wong levels of sweat.
I would sweat.
I'm so sweaty.
More than have the amount of exhaustion.
Stop getting distracted.
Damn, a lot of chill. Dang.
I want to go.
All right. So yeah, I mean, I think
if it comes to little sweat, like a little just uncomfortable and being a little uncomfortably tired, then yeah, I'd rather be mildly inconvenienced with a little yawn, because that's how I was before. But yeah, no. If it comes to being tired, I'd rather be sweaty.
Okay. I think I agree. Yeah.
Is anyone picking tired over sweaty?
Does it again? All right. So I think that's fine. Does it make a difference if the sweat is accompanied with like BO, like Alana was?
Clearly, Matt wants us to pick tired.
No, I'm just curious. I'm just asking questions. I'm just curious.
No, it doesn't change my answer.
No.
Okay.
That's what if deodorant or whatever. And you know what? At that point, people would understand.
Yep.
I feel like rather than me just never showing up into anything.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. And question number three comes to us courtesy of Guru. The question is, what object calls to you, like tempts you, like ring in Lord of the Rings, smiley face?
We're not doing the bad breath question?
No, we're doing that next week.
No, we're doing that next week with Rob. Pay attention.
What are we talking about doing again?
I thought we were doing Matt's question next week.
What's Matt's question?
Tired or sweaty?
No.
So you thought that, and then we had an entire conversation about it. And
I mean, it was a really confusing sort of 10
it's
minutes.
Not,
nobody
it's
was
not
confusing for you because you tried to hijack the question.
No, I thought it was confusing.
And you brought Jay down with you.
A menace.
Yeah.
Anyway, the answer to Guru's question is any gachapon that I want calls to me.
Like buy me, Alana, buy me.
Yeah, like you know you want to roll for me. Do it.
Okay.
So did, have I ever told you guys my philosophy about tchotchkes?
No.
Well,
I didn't know you had a philosophy about
that. I have a philosophy because I got really addicted to Gachapon in Japan. And the thing with tchotchkes are like things that have no utility, right? And Gachapon are technically tchotchkes, but they're so cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
like an allowable tchotchke.
How cheap are they?
They get really expensive, then it's not allowable.
Tchotchkes, by definition, are cheap.
No.
No, that's not true.
Not necessarily.
No. How cheap are they?
They're like 300 yen, which is like less than $2.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap.
It's cheap.
What's your philosophy?
That you can get them.
Oh, go ahead and buy them.
You can't get them. You can't get tchotchkes if they're too expensive. You can get Gachapon because they're cheap.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
That's
gotcha.
Philosophy.
Pawn.
Got it?
Gachapon. I got
gotcha
it.
Gachapon.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, I will say that you guys can interpret the question however you want. I didn't really think it was about buying. It was more about like. Well, I'll just tell you my answer, which is that like candy and like sweets. You guys know me. I'm like addicted. However, I'm in the process of beating it because I have this weight loss challenge with Zach. And so I've been clean for a little while. But yeah, they call it to me. Yeah. So I get it, Bilbo. I get it.
For me, I'm going to say my computer calls to me. Play some games, check out what's new on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I because I don't use my phone most of the day, it doesn't call me that as maybe as bad as some other people, though it does that too. But the computer's way worse. Also, Guru wanted me to let you guys know that her bed calls to her.
Nice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like take a nap.
Lie down. Yeah, like the couch.
That's right.
I feel that. Mine is anything cute.
Oh, like women?
Sure.
Like women?
Sure.
Hey, cutie.
Wow. Yeah, just cute things. I want them all, including cute computers and cute tech.
Mm. Well, add that computer. To your birthday gift idea list, Jay.
What makes the computer cute? Like size? It's like small?
No, a cute computer build. Like, my computer is cute. It's an all-white build with pretty colors and lots of LEDs.
Got it.
It has a little lightning pattern of LED lights that go through it. I made it really cute. And I made sure it matches. Yeah, so all the cute shit.
Very nice.
Oh, my God, I won!
Oh, my God, I won.
I have
so close.
Wow, both of
them. I have no problem with that.
Close.
Good job. Good job.
I have no problem that you won. Congratulations, Alana.
All right. Well, with that, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Hey, yo.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs. Come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.